Hey folks, you're chowing down on Dunkin's Donuts. This is Sean Nicholas Savage. Enjoy yourself.
Rosehip November, autumn.
Hi, how's it going? What did I manage to do? I managed to yank the headphones jacks out and then get it caught up in the chair. Classic start to the show. You're listening to Dunkin's Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you from traditional unceded Musqueam territory here at UBC in Vancouver, Canada. That was Vashti Bunyan from her 1970 album, Just Another Diamond Day. That was the song Rosehip November. The rosehips are out. I don't know when they come out, but that's one of the few nice-looking things in my garden anymore. Everything else is kind of spongy and green, but the rosehips are looking nice. So I played Rosehip November by Vashti Bunyan. Love the name Vashti, and she's a wonderful artist, Vashti Bunyan. On today's show, going to hear some new songs from the likes of Eleanor Friedberger and Beach House and Gal Grayson, whom we're going to hear right now. Gal Grayson, I hear they're recording a new album, but there's nothing quite ready yet. But they have posted a song called Who is Standing Behind the Door to their SoundCloud page. And I believe this was a tribute to Julie, a former member of lead songwriter for Gal Grayson's previous band, Roll Mock. She got married last month, and I think this song was to commemorate that. So our benefit, you know, congratulations, Julie. I don't know you, but that's great. But glad that the rest of us get this song. Here we go. Here is Who is Standing Behind That Door, Behind the Door by Gal Grayson.
Yeah. chair. Chair felt too hard. So I put a pillow underneath. The computer screen keeps me warm. Too warm. How do hell and heaven come into this? I'm having a hard time. That's why I'm trying to feel infinite. The computer screen, the open window, these days I'm trying to exercise, 'cause my legs are getting lazy. Hours have I left behind? Tell me. Stacks of music keep me company. I'm mostly silent about the company I keep. I should pull out old sheets and read what they used to say. Protect me. You see, most of my faith is based in illusory imagery, including faith. How did heaven and hell find their way into this? I'm having a hard time.
Mark your calendars. Discorder Magazine's fall fundraiser is around the corner. Wander out of your multi-week post-Halloween stupor and directly into the Astoria this November 19th for live performances by Revered, TV Ugly, Mesa Luna, and Late Spring. DJ Danny Vancouver will have all night sets in between the bands. With doors opening at 8, tickets are only $5 at the door before 10 p.m. and $10 after. Proceeds go towards supporting Vancouver's longest-running independent music magazine. Discorder needs your help to stay in print, so come on up for a night of sweet tunes and keep alt coverage of Vancouver and Canadian music, arts, and culture alive. Visit www.discorder.ca for all the details. Shindig, CITR's annual band competition, is in its 30th year of promoting new, local bands and providing great prizes. Shindig happens every Tuesday at Pat's Pub and Brewhouse at 403 East Hastings. So come check out the talent while they compete to win studio time, features in Discorder magazine, buttons, merch, and more. Enjoy locally made beer, pool, and CITR DJs spinning after the bands. Shindig Night 4 is happening this Tuesday, November 10th, featuring Critics, Hill Beast, and Winona Forever. Cover is $6 at the door, and the show is 19+. Check out CITR on Facebook or on Twitter at CITR Shindig for all the details.
That was Iceberg Ferg from Victoria with the song All I Want from the album Waiting On, released earlier this year. I had the good fortune of seeing Iceberg Ferg performing as Sliceberg Ferg as a part of a pre-Halloween party. It's the day before Halloween. And it was great. I really liked it. And one of the best themed band costumes I've ever seen. Mr. Ferg dressed up as an iceberg, and his drummer dressed up as the Titanic. And uproarious laughter greeted them as they strided out onto the stage. Anyways, it was fun. And good band. Victoria, so much good stuff fermenting over there in Victoria. Good. Before that, we heard Satellite Drifting Cowboys from Native North America, one of the best comps I've heard in years, released last year, and I don't know if you can still get it, but definitely worth tracking down. And that was the song Modern Rock. Before that, we heard Shindig Night 3 winner, the local CITR music director Andy Resto, his band Eshuda, song Feeling Intimate. He played his first show on Tuesday. It was great. And I'm happy for him, and happy to play that track too. It's good stuff. And at the top, we heard Gal Grayson with the song Who is Standing Behind the Door. Very nice. Eleanor Friedberger has a new album out, and it's called New View. She's on a new label. It's called the French Kiss label. And I wasn't crazy about False Alphabet City. It was an okay song. But this one, this number, really, it's got me. It's called He Didn't Mention His Mother. And this is the charming Eleanor Friedberger from her new album, New View. Here we go.
Me, oh no.
That was Beach House, Baltimore's Beach House, from their brand new album, Thank Your Lucky Stars, a surprise album they dropped on everyone a little while ago. They their previous album, Depression Cherry, was released a couple months ago, and then they just blammo added this one, all Beyonce style. That was the song One Thing. A bit of more of a rockin' number than we're used to from Beach House. Very good. Before that, Julia Holter with her lovely song, Sea Calls Me Home, from the album Have You in My Wilderness. I don't know too much about Julia Holter, but I really like that song. I'm going to find out some more. And then at the top, we heard Eleanor Friedberger from her new album, New View. That was the song He Didn't Mention His Mother. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. Just a little over halfway through the hour. DJ Dodger Stadium is a guy, and he's going to be in town early next week. It's not style music I'm super knowledgeable about, but I like the song that that he put out last year. And so we're going to give a listen to this. So this is a song called Love Songs from the album Body High. This is DJ Dodger Stadium. Here we go.
Lately I've been singing love songs by myself. Timber Concerts presents, from Montreal, pop band Tops, on tour to support their latest release, Picture You Staring. They return to Vancouver Saturday, November 21st at the Biltmore Cabaret with special guests White Poppy. For more information and to get tickets, go to timberconcerts.com.
Nothing, really. Not very convincing, Jane girl. Whatever it is, I've got just the cure for it.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Did you know CITR has a women's collective? This brand new collective is all about providing and fostering a community for women who are or who want to be in radio, fighting the gender disparity in media, and centering women's voices and issues. If you are a female-identified person or ally who's already involved in radio or wants somewhere to start, this collective is for you. Email womenscollective@citr.ca for more information and to get involved. And tune in Friday at 6 p.m. for the collective show, Lady Radio, featuring music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about. See you then.
Well, how do you like it? There's only one word for it. Terrific. You know, I'm so proud of it. It's almost indecent.
crazy all that kind of game.
Waking by the window around noon, he found that a light had left his room. He wondered how to go on with his day. He realized that it's better off this way. Everyone he knows will come and go and leave him dry. Empty now, the pew where he once sat. He wondered how to get that feeling back. He on his own 2 feet to stand. Everyone he knows will come and go and leave him dry. Taking time to tell himself it's not yet time to die. Foolishly he's hoping for some from above. Stare into the stained glass room where once he found love.
All right, that was Halifax's Moon from their self-titled album. That was the song Stained Glass. Before that, we heard Unknown Mortal Orchestra from Portland, Oregon. That was from the album Multi-Love. The song Can't Keep Checking My Phone. Modern Problems. That's what I say. Before that, we heard Vancouver's Café Lané, a band I have not heard about much, but one of my favorite music blogs was writing about them the other day. I'll check it out. That's from a forthcoming or a released EP called Paradise. That was the song Lané. Very interesting Vancouver band I know nothing about. Very intriguing. Just don't know anything about it. There's photos of them running down an alley in the downtown east side. That's the only evidence I have that they're actually from Vancouver. But look out for that. And at the top, we heard DJ Dodger Stadium with the song Love Songs. That song will be in your head for a while, I imagine. And they are playing at the Fortune Sound Club on Tuesday night, which is some of us don't have to go to work on the 11th because it's Remembrance Day and it's a stat holiday. So, you know, you could go out on a Tuesday, maybe go to Shindig, go see the Critics and some other bands. Fun times. That's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin's Donuts. Thanks so much for listening. Stay tuned for All Ears Radio coming up next with excellent advice. And after that, music for the observant. A great afternoon of programming here for you at CITR. My friend Parmita, I met 15 years ago, and she's having a party to celebrate her friends this weekend, and so I wanted to play a song to commemorate that 15th anniversary. Friendiversary is the Crystal anniversary, so I'm playing a song by the Crystals called Girls Can Tell. This is unreleased in its time, but it was part of the Phil Spector Back to Mono box set put out a long time ago now, but great box set, even though Phil Spector is a bad man. If you like what you heard, you can check out the podcast at citr.ca, and eventually I'll update my website and you can find all sorts of information there. Thanks for listening. Here are the Crystals with Girls Can Tell, and thanks to Parmita for being my friend for 15 years, and the original, well, not original, but the person that I took over this time slot from. She used to host Unpack Your Adjectives in this time slot. Here we go. Here are the Crystals.
My name is Morme.
And my name is Brandon.
And you are listening to All Ears on CITR 101.1.